Welcome to the Swingin' Single Podcast. I'm your host, AC Maxwell, and I'm coming to you live from the Upside Down Pineapple Studios in the great state of Texas, where me, AC, has been a single male for the past 20-plus years in the swinging lifestyle. These are my stories, these are my adventures, and all that great stuff. So today, we're going to talk about my adventures in Dallas. I went to Dallas, Texas today, checked out Colette's of Dallas, went to Lidl's, the adult porn theater, and I also went to the Grouping Keller Hot Wife Party Hotel Takeover, and I'm going to talk all about that. So sit back, relax, get some lube, get some tissues. Gentlemen, shave those cock and balls. Ladies, go get your man, sit on his face, and listen to my sexy-ass voice as we tell you the tales of swinging through the eyes of a single gentleman. This is the Swinging Single Podcast.
The Swinging Single Podcast with host AC Maxwell is intended for entertainment and educational purposes only. The opinions, views, and content expressed or shared on the podcast are solely those of the host, AC Maxwell, and any featured guests or contributors, and do not necessarily represent those of the podcast's affiliates, sponsors, advertisers, or partners. Any information provided is given with the understanding that it does not constitute a contract, engagement, or formal advice.
Yep.
The content of the podcast is protected by copyright and other intellectual property laws.
She's a little bit psycho.
Yes. She's a little bit psycho. Remember, shave those cock and balls, gentlemen.
She plays with the boys, but she comes home to me. Little fucked up, but I think it's official. Cause she might be your girl.
Oh, she's my girl, right? Julie Lovegood. So we're going to get into my weekend adventure in Dallas, and what a weekend it was. Great time for all, great time for everybody. So, but before then, gentlemen, shave your cock and balls, but also don't forget, go to swingandsinglepodcast.com, check out all things AC, and if you have any questions, concerns, or comments, or anything like that, go to swingandsinglepodcast@gmail.com, send me some questions, comments, any topics you want me to cover. Remember, I'm a single swinging male, and I've been doing this a long, long time. And so it's a different perspective than you will get from a swinging couple. You know those lovely couples, especially the hot wife couples. So we're going to talk about Dallas. And I'm going to tell you, Dallas was a real hit. Dallas was a great time for me. I got to meet a lot of people and got to have some fun over the weekend. My Friday, Alive Friday, this is a little quick breakdown. I got there, checked in the hotel, got ready, went to Lidl's. Lidl's is a porn theater. And boy, oh boy, do I got to tell you about this place because I don't know. I'll get to it in a minute. Don't worry about it. Then after I went there, got bored of that place and went to Colette's of Dallas. It's a great place. I actually thought it was quite bigger than it looks bigger than it really is. It's nice inside, a nice little layout that they have there, and a lot of people. It beats Houston on a Friday at Colette's by tenfold. It was just a lot more people, a younger crowd too. And I was surprised. Maybe it was because of the weekend. It was a holiday weekend, but there was a lot of people there. Maybe a lot of people didn't work, so they decided to go to the club that night. A lot of young attractive couples there and all that. Then Saturday comes, rolls around. I meet a beautiful single lady who's actually really single, pretending to be single. Julie Loveboat. She came and had lunch with me and all that. We talked and bullshit and all that. And like I said, I had a lot of single women in the lifestyle, that they don't really bring a lot to the table other than the pussy. But talking to Miss Loveboat and all that, that afternoon. It's like she brings a lot to the table, and she understands the game. She understands that couples are just as bad as the single guys, that they, you know, they just want to use that pussy and that's it. And she's all for it, but she knows what she wants, and she's going to take what she wants. She's not bisexual. She's a pillow princess, which that means that she'll let a woman eat her pussy, but she ain't going to go down on another woman. She ain't going to return that favor. But she knows the game, and that's what is attractive about her a lot, other than she's beautiful and she has some great pair of tits. I saw her tits earlier today. Very big, very voluptuous. Can't wait to suck on them. But, you know, it's hard to find a single woman that knows the game. And she understands that this is a relationship that if you're going to be in a relationship that is swinging, you got to have the communication. You got to be able to talk to people about your feelings and all that. And you got to understand that you got to do compromising. Compromising is very hard for a lot of people, especially a lot of single women, because for so long they've been doing what they want to been doing, you know, by themselves, where now they got a man they have to answer to. And yes, you're going to have to answer. If you're going to be in a relationship, you're a married couple, you know what I'm talking about. If you're going to be a single woman, you want to be in a relationship with another man and swing, you're going to have to compromise. You can't always do what you want to do all the time. So, you know, it was great meeting her. Then Saturday night, the party started, the hot wife party. Very low key, very small crowd, but still a great time. Met some great people there and, you know, had some fun, got a little action while I was there. Friday night, not so much. Friday night didn't have that much action because of the fact that, you know, it was kind of a smorgasbord of single men and all that. But anyways, so let's talk about Lidos. But before, guys, remember to shave your cock and balls. So I heard of Lidos a long time ago. That was a great place. Couples go there to find men, the fuck, and, you know, type of gangbang things that, you know, that goes on there. So, you know what? I went there one time. There was couples there, so great. 5 years later, or actually, it's probably about 10 years. 10 years since I've been there. So 10 years later, I'm there. It's Good Friday, and I got to do something before Colette opens. I don't want to get to Colette's at 9 o'clock when it opens because, you know, it's, most of the time, like when I go to Colette's of Houston, it's just sitting around doing nothing until midnight. Then people start feeling horny and feeling risque and start playing. Well, I'll go to Lidos first and check it out and see what happens. Whatever happens, happens, right? So I go there. You go, you pay your money. I think it was like $11, $15 to get in. Very cheap and all that. And you go upstairs. There's two floors. There's one. The bottom floor is for the gay. Is the gay section, they called it. Then the upstairs one is the straight section. There's a lot of gay sex in the straight section that Friday night. So it's like, I don't know which one's which. Okay, so am I in the right one? So I go up there, and at 9 o'clock at night, it turns into couples only, which is good. You know, you get couples in there, all that, and you get those guys who think the couple's gonna pull them out and take them up there and all that. And play with them, which I don't know if it happens or not. But anyways, so I go there. I go upstairs. You get buzzed in, you know, like at a jewelry store in the bad part of town. So you get buzzed in. You go in there, and there's a little lounge there. They have a TV and beds. Now, this part is probably the cleanest part in the whole place. Just stepping in there, I felt dirty. I didn't feel clean at all. I feel like I gotta need to take a shower. You know, I didn't want to touch anything because I just don't, it just doesn't look good. The carpet looks dirty. You know, like when you have the used gum, it turns black. You got gum all over the carpet. Like, who the fuck spits their gum out on the goddamn carpet, man? I'm like, you really see how savage people really are at these porn places. You walk in. So you walk in, there's the lounge, nice lounge, cleanest part of the building. I stood there for pretty much the whole time. But I had to go explore. You know, you go down the hallway to the porn theater where they have the theater seats and all that. And they have these little rooms. Well, they're not little rooms. They're pretty good sized rooms. You can have a nice little gangbang in there. There they have a TV playing porn, and they have couches playing porn and all that. So, you know, I don't know. But it was something definitely something that wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't the cleanest place. There was condom wrappers, used condoms on the floor, paper products on the floor. You know, it seems like they had a good Friday afternoon there. So you go in. Not all the rooms are like that. Some of the rooms are, you know, they didn't have anything in there, but, you know, who knows. You go in there, you walk down the hall, carpet's still dirty as shit. Everything's just dirty about it. Like I said, I felt like I need to get an STD check just going in there. Even though I wasn't active with anybody or had sex with anybody, I still feel like I need that testing done because it's really bad. So you go into porn theater, you go through one door. There's an entrance and an exit door. So I guess it really doesn't matter what door you go into. You go in there, it's pretty dark, it's pretty big. The theater, the screen is huge. It's got porn playing on it. Bad porn, mad at. It's not sexy porn, so I don't know. They need to really get some good porn in these places where people get horned up. I don't need to see 1974 porn from, you know, where they had the, let's face it, not the best looking people in porn during this time. So it was really bad porn playing. And you had a bunch of guys sitting in there and all that. I sat there for 10 minutes. Then the guy came in. He had to start cleaning up for the couples and all that. It's going to be couples time. So he goes out. So we all get kicked out. I go to the lounge. Not really bothering. Not even thinking anything. So I'm watching the guys come, guys go. It's like it's a steady flow of just dudes. Then finally the guy gets done cleaning. I said, I'll go walk back, check it out, see what's going on. And I go into the porn theater door. And lo and behold, to my right, I see a guy on his knees and two dudes getting sucked off by the guy. So I'm like, that's why I said, like, I thought this was the straight theater. I didn't know this was the gay one and all that. So, but those guys were having fun. So I'm like, hey, hell, have fun. Have at it, Hoss. You know, it's not my cup of tea, but good for you, buddy. And I go back out, go back, watch the lounge. Now, what's cool about it, they had the UFL game on there. They had the Michigan Panthers were playing Memphis Showboats. I'm from Michigan, so I was like, yeah, good, cool. I get to be at a porn theater and watch football all at the same time. Then finally, 9 o'clock came around, and they ended up kicking us out. There was a couple that came in, and boy, oh, boy, did these guys pounce on this couple. So they go in there. The couple comes up, another single black lady came up too with them. I don't know if she was with them or not. The single black lady came, sat in the lounge with me. She was sitting across from me. I didn't say a damn word to her or anything like that because she looked just mean and she didn't look like she wanted to be bothered. The other couple, they went down to the porn theater. They sat in the porn theater. So, you know, about 10, 15 minutes later goes, 20 minutes later, I decide I'm going to get up, you know, go stretch my legs because it's getting almost time for me to have to go down to the gay section. And I go there, and I walk in, and the couple's sitting there on the thing, and you just see five guys with their cocks hanging out, jacking off very close to them. I mean, like, arm's length away from them and all that stuff. And I don't know if this girl, you know, she's like, maybe she's into it or not. I don't know. It's hard to tell, really. But then you found out she really, really is not into it because she got right up and left. And they went and moved to the second lounge area. The second lounge area, I would call it, because it's like a little lounge. They got the couches there and all that. But it's right next to the porn theater and all that. So they sat there, and finally the guy kicked us all out and said we had to go because it is couples time. Now, the staff, the guy who did kick us out, was very rude about it. He wasn't very polite about it. He was very rude. So I was like, well, I don't know. From looking at it, I don't think I really want to stay. You know, it's 9 o'clock. It's going to take me 15 minutes to get Colette's. You know, I try to always say I'm not going to get there early at a swinger club, but I always get there early all the time. I try to, and I just don't know why I keep doing it. So, you know, I go back, get out of my car, and I remember, what about the Bliss Club, the Bliss Adult Porn Theater? I can go there, check it out, see what it's like, see how good it is. And it's only right down the road. It's like 5 minutes down the road. So I go there. I pull in. And you ever been to a porn theater where you see all the creepy dudes sitting in their car stalking all the women or all the couples, waiting for a couple to go in? Well, there had to been like 15 dudes sitting in the parking lot waiting. And I'm going to be honest with you. It creeped me out a little bit because I was like, what the hell is going on? Because they weren't like the nicest looking dudes. Nicest looking cats on, you know, sitting there. So I'm like, oh, man, this is pretty bad and all that. So I didn't even bother going in. So I turned right around and just headed out to Colette's and all that. Because I was like, eh. Because if they're all standing out there, there's probably no one in there. So I don't want to, you know, get in any trouble beforehand. And it's not in the best of areas either. So, you know, might as well just go to Colette's and enjoy my night. So, you know, I head over to Colette's. And like I said, it's not a bad place. I really like the Colette's of Dallas. It's not anything like Dallas or Houston. So far, I've been to three Colettes. I've been to Houston Colettes. I've been to one in New Orleans Colettes. It's great. So far, the Colettes in New Orleans has been the best. And I've been to the Dallas. There's two more I got to go visit before I can say which one's the best. But Dallas is definitely ranks number two up there. New Orleans number one, Dallas number two. So you walk in there, you go through the doors, and you go to the go pay. Now, what's good about it is if you say like you're in Dallas and you go to Colette's in Dallas all the time, you got to fill out the membership form. Well, you're good. You don't have to fill out the membership form to any other club. You just go and show them your ID and they could look you up in the system. So I didn't have to sit and do any paperwork or anything like that because, you know, it gets boring to do that paperwork after a while all the time. So they looked me up, found me, and I paid $150 to get in. Yes, $150. I think it was $120 for the night, $30 for the nightly membership. Now, is that a lot of money? Yes. But as a single guy, you got to realize that you are going to be spending a lot of money doing this lifestyle. If you don't like spending that money, then this lifestyle is not for you. Find a partner, a female that you can use to be a coupon or a partner that actually wants to do it. But like I said, I don't mind spending the money because I like partying. I like swinging. I like the whole, you know, being with multiple people or just one person and having that kinky sex, having people watch you, watch other people, have a threesome, split roast a chick, do a gangbang, glory holes, all that shebang. So, you know, I like it. So I'm willing to pay the price for it. So you got to do single guys. Stop bitching about the price, guys. It comes off as cheap. I see a lot of guys on, you know, Caliente's Facebook page, Secret's Facebook page. Oh, I want to go, but I don't want to go alone and all that stuff. What they're really saying is I don't want to go alone because I don't want to pay the money. You know, it's great. Okay, I understand you got to pinch your pennies and all that, but maybe that right now, if you can't afford it by yourself, maybe now is not the time to be swinging. Maybe it's time to be working, making more money, so you have that in the future. And I understand, you know. But to me, as a woman, it would just come off badly. I don't know. If I'm a woman and I had a guy constantly online looking for a date to, you know, a swing club because, you know, they don't want to pay the high price and all that, I think it would turn me off. But I don't know. I don't have to ever worry about that because I'm a guy. Anyways. So you go and I pay my money. I should have asked for a tour and all that stuff because, you know, there's some places you can't go. Like in Houston, the Houston one, you can go anywhere. But here, there's certain spots you cannot go. I had to figure it out. There's a blue room there you can't go in. But some of the single dudes went in because they're just fucking illiterate or they're just stupid. I would say they're probably just stupid because, you know, too much blood rushing to the cock, not enough to the brain. Anyways, so I went to get my drink, went to the bar, get my drink. Same thing, $5 for a Coke and all that stuff. They asked me if I wanted a glass this time. And I was like, hey, usually they don't add Dallas Colettes. I mean, Houston Colettes, they don't ask. I have to ask for it. So I got it, had my drink and all that stuff. Sat down. I didn't go and venture in. I didn't do the usual single male walk where I go straight into the play areas. So I just adventured, sat down, checked out the scene, get the feel for the club. The club is very nice. I like the setup. There's a lot of seats in the bar. It has more seats than the Houston one. So you have a lot of seating. You don't have to worry about it. But the problem is a lot of people, when it starts getting full, people get shy and they don't want to sit by each other or they try to find some other place. Guys, sit by someone. Sitting by someone is a good way to actually, you know, talk to someone. If you see a couple that you think is attractive and that you want to fuck, go sit by them because you never know. They might say hello to you. They might not say hello to you, but at least you're in that vicinity of them and all that stuff. So I saw a lot of that, you know, a lot of people looking around. Where am I going to go? Where am I going to sit? Because, like I said, it was filled. It was packed for a while. And there was a lot of people coming in. And, you know, after 10 o'clock, people just come strolling on in. and all that. So I was very surprised because, you know, when I'm here in Colette's in Houston, it's not like that. You might get one or two couples an hour at the place. But anyways, so, you know, sitting there checking it out, soaking in. Great music. They play great music. The staff was very friendly. Well, some of the staff, some of the security guys were not that friendly and all that. So I finally get up. Let's check out the play areas. Because I noticed one guy kept going in and out of the play areas. And that's one of the things I always tell as a no-no for single guys. I said, don't fucking go in and out of the play areas. Post up somewhere. Go sit, you know, somewhere. Wait a couple hours. Show that you're not desperate. And couples will like you. This guy kept coming in and out, in and out. Go in the playroom for 5 minutes, come out, stare at everybody. Go in the playroom for 5 minutes, come out, stare at. So it annoys me as a single guy, it annoys me. So I said, okay, let's just go check it out, see what's on there. I walk in, there's couches with red couches and in a U shape, like a U shape and all that. So you could talk and bullshit and all that. And, you know, I guess fuck and all that too. And all that. There, right next to that, you have the group room, the open room, where you can do the open group. Now, what I like about it is that it says, there's a sign, if you're in this room, you are playing. I like that because, you know, you go to so many places, the group room turns into be a hangout room, where one couple's trying to fuck and everyone is trying to have a conversation. And, you know, you're trying to concentrate and all that, and you got people talking about their kids and stuff like that. Well, here, you got to be playing. You can't be in there sitting around doing nothing. You got to be fucking. Or joining in on the fucking. Then to the right of that, you have two closed door rooms. You could close the door and all that. So you got two rooms to be privacy. There's a third room that was blocked off. So I don't know what was in there. One couple did go in there, but I never saw what was in there. So you go down the hall. You have the theater room, the porn theater. This is a better porn theater. They got six couches, bigger size porn theater. When I walked in there, I noticed a single dude was sitting in there. So he was posted up. So he was there all the time I was there. So he was there for an hour, and he was posted up in the porn theater, which was probably a smart idea because, you know, couples go in there, and they start flowing around. They start fucking. Maybe he gets some on the action. Maybe he gets on the action over there. I don't know. But I was laughing a little bit because, you know what, that's kind of funny because, you know, as creepy as it is, that was a good move because, you know, that's where all the action's at. So post up where the action's at. Don't be going back and forth. And he just sat there. I think he sat there pretty much the whole night, too, as I was there. And there's across from the porn theater, you have two rooms. You got the blue room and you got the red room, I think it is. And you have the red room is where you can go and watch. Guys can go in there, you know, check it out. The blue room, guys supposed to stay out. Like I said, guys don't follow directions too well because they would fucking go in there all the time. And all that. But, you know, like I said, the crowd came in. There's a lot of people. Not a lot of single male action for guys. You know, some guys were working hard. There was a single girl there. I think she fucked three guys. She went and played with three guys. I don't know. I don't really know. I wasn't really paying attention to her too much and all that. So I was hanging out. While I was just walking around saying hello, talking to people. We'll talk to some people. Talk to some guys. I always like to talk to other single guys because, you know, single guys can, you know, lead you to couples at play. Like I always tell, like if I see a guy, you know, he's friendly and I know a couple that plays with single guys, I go, hey, man, get with them because they play with single guys. Or, hey, buddy, I had never seen that couple play with a single guy. I don't think they like single guys, stuff like that. I always give them a, you know, little help because, you know what, I need help sometimes. You can use some help sometimes. It's okay. And single guys got to stick together. So many of them don't want to stick together. They just want to do their own thing or be a pussy hog and do all that. You know, it's like that. They're always like that one guy that gangbang where he just wants to hog the pussy and all that where, you know, everyone's going to get a turn, dude. Don't worry about it. So, like I said, the place was pretty packed for a Friday night, and it was really good. I enjoyed going there. I liked the layout of it. The staff was friendly. Some of the security guards were not friendly. I'm going to tell you the truth. Some of them were just plain assholes. I don't know if they got angry because the guys couldn't stop fucking doing stupid shit. And guys got to stop to realize this. When a couple goes sit at the porn theater, just leave them alone. Don't try to fuck around with them or anything. Don't get out there because there was one guy in a cowboy hat. I call him Cowboy. And he would just walk up to him with his cock out and jerk off in front of him and all that. And he chased off about four or five couples in that room that were, you know, getting down. They were getting down. Like I said, one single guy told me, you got to get a couple when they're at the point of no return. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He was talking about you got to get it where they get so horny that anything goes. And when they can't get to the point of no return because you got your dick flopping everywhere in front of their faces and all that, it just doesn't work. And I don't ever seen it work and all that stuff. So, you know, you just got to stop. You got to hold back, guys. Just relax. Trust me, they're going to get horny and they're going to want to fuck and all that. So, you know, that was Colette's on a Friday. So after a while, you know, I give up. No, I don't think there's going to be any action for me, at least. Some of the guys did get laid, which is good, but I didn't. So I go home, go back to my hotel room, do all the stuff. I go record it a little bit, and that was it. So then I go to, I'm on, you know, Tinder, and I got a little message from a woman on Tinder saying, hey, how you doing? I'm interested in your lifestyle. And I'm always worried, a little hesitant when someone says that, because you know what happens? That means they are... maybe they're not in the lifestyle. They just want to hear stories and jack off to them. And I don't like doing that because, you know, it's a waste of time. But this lady said she was, and she was telling me all about it. So, you know, she asked me what I was doing today. I go, well, I'm not doing nothing. I'm going to go to a hot wife party later on tonight and all that. Well, I said, and I asked her, what are you going to do? She's like, I got this. I got to run some errands. I go, well, that's too bad. You had to run some errands. It'd be nice if we could meet for lunch or something. And she's like, yeah, let's meet for lunch. She says, we'll meet around 1. All right, let's see what happens. I got nothing to do until 9 o'clock anyways, so I go meet her at 1. We have a nice lunch. We have a great talk. We don't stop talking. It's like we were old friends. We just pick up where we're picking off where we left off. We're just talking and talking about the lifestyle, our lives, our family lives, stuff like that. So it was great to see, and she's single. Now she is far away from me. She's about 3 hours away, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers, I guess. And we just talk and how we see everything in the lifestyle and how we would want to be in a relationship with someone, and we click. So this could be something that changes things for, you know, good old AC, but who knows? I'm not going to count my chickens before they hatch or anything like that, but, you know, she's very beautiful, very down to earth, easy to talk to. I can be myself. I could be the slutty AC. She could be her slutty Julie Loveboat and all that. And I don't care. She's going to go meet a couple tomorrow night. So hopefully she fucks them and I get a nice picture of a freshly fucked pussy. But, you know, it was great to see a single woman that doesn't have her head up her ass. Because a lot of single women in the lifestyle have their head up their ass. I know people don't want to say it because they don't want to piss off a single woman. I'm not a couple, so I don't really need to worry about pissing off a single woman. If a single woman's pissed off of what I said about that, then she's probably got her head up her ass. And I was telling Julie Loveboat, I go, hey, you know, a lot of single women, you know, because she asked me why I don't date single women in lifestyle. I go, well, you know, a lot of them, you know, they think they're 10s, but they're really 5s. And I want a relationship. And when I say a relationship, that's boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, and where you got to bring something to the table. You know, your pussy just can't be it. You know, the pussy's great, but if that's all you bring to the table, it's not really going to work out. You got to have a career. There's a job and career. A career is something you can live on. A job is what you just have temporary. It's like a minimum wage job. Those are just temporary things. A career is what you have where you make money, you can pay all your bills, buy a house, stuff like that. You need a career for me. You know, I have a career. They should have a career. We got to build something. You got to build something with someone. So when you look at a partner, you know, and you're a single guy and you want to be a swinger and you want to have a partner that swings and all that, you got to really look at what do they bring to the table. Don't be blinded by the pussy, that you're going to get more pussy because of her and all that. And a lot of guys get like that and they get stupid and they make poor choices because you never know. She could be a fucking maniac for all you know. But, you know, just be smart. And with this woman, she brings a lot to the table. You know, she's my age, too, which is good because, you know, I don't have to worry about her wanting to have more kids or anything like that. We're done having kids together, so we're good. So we'll see what happens in this, and we'll see if anything develops, and I'll keep you posted. I'm going to have her on the show. I'm going to have Julie Loveboat on the show because I think it's an interesting perspective because she's single and she's not bisexual. And I was asked, talking to her today, we're video chatting, and she's telling me that she does get rejected from couples because she's fully not bi. She's a pillow princess and all that. So, and if you don't know what a pillow princess is, that's a woman that would likes to receive but not give. So your wife will eat her pussy out, but she's not returning the favor by eating your wife's pussy. So you got to be happy with that. And I would love to hear how difficult it is for her, because it definitely isn't. And I heard from other couples, even couples that are straight, both the female and male are straight couples, they actually have some troubles finding play partners because of the female's not bi. So, you know, so you got to look at it. Is there a kind of discrimination in the lifestyle for non-bisexual women? That might be a good topic to have later on in the Swing a Single Podcast. SwingASinglePodcast.com and SwingASinglePodcast@gmail.com. And gentlemen, shave those cock and balls. All right, so I met her. Kiss a little bit, you know, feel her ass. She got a great ass. She's got a great body and all that. So I'm a very lucky man if this works out. So I go and say goodbye. We go separate ways. We talk and all that. We're talking. We're texting all day. Finally, the party comes and all that. And I didn't think too much. I didn't think this party was going to be big and popular. I met a guy, John, a real nice guy. He was talking about how the last party they had here, it was pretty packed. Everyone's out in the hallway having fun. The hotel, first of all, was great. And the group in color, they did a great job. They picked a great hotel. I cannot say a bad thing about the hotel. Very clean, very stylish, and all that. So the group in color had this place. I ain't going to tell you the hotel because I don't know if they want people to know. But Jack, Julius, pics of what, Jack and Julius? I don't know what you want. There's pics on my profile. Go there. You can see everything. Pics of the girl? Oh, well, you're not going to get that until she says so, and you won't get a picture of her face either. They picked a great hotel. I think it's kind of brand new, but the hotel is great. I had a queen, a two-bed queen. It had a divider where you could divide the room so you can have a living room and a bedroom and all that. And it was great. It was a really good hotel. I was very impressed, very clean and all that. That's the most important part for me, is the cleanliness. I don't want to have a dirty hotel room. Some of these takeovers are really bad places or shitty hotels and all that. But this was not. This was a great one. Good job, Griffin Keller. So the party starts at 9. I had to go and check in. Couple in front of me checked in. Beautiful short hair, little Latina and her husband, all there. They gave me a little drink. I actually, you know, I had a little rum and all that. Just a little shot of rum and all that to, you know, help me out, loosen me up a little bit. And it worked. So I was talking a lot. So I got a tour of the place. Now, there was really no reason for a tour because it's a hotel floor. But anyways, they didn't have any theme rooms or anything like that. There was one couple that had a theme room. Two couples have a theme room. All right. But everything else, there was no theme rooms. I think that's what they got to work on. I think they got to have rooms where there's theme rooms, like gangbang room, the dark room, glory hole room, a reverse glory hole room, women only, ladies only thing room and all that. So they need to do that. But anyways, that's the only criticism I have for them. So I go check in, get the tour by beautiful female, which I end up fucking later. So she gave me the tour and all that. The room, told me what the room is for. They had a meeting room where you could have drinks. They had drinks, food, and all that stuff. I didn't eat anything there. I just drank the Coke and all that. And she told, here's a list of the rules. Here's what you can and cannot do, stuff like that. If a door's open, can you go in? Can you not go in? If the door's cracked, you can't go in and all that stuff. All that great stuff. They had people making margaritas down the hall. They had people making martinis down the hall, all that stuff. So as night gets on, you know, there's not a big crowd. I really didn't think about this, but on retrospect, because of the holiday weekend, because it was Easter weekend, there was not going to be a big crowd. The guy I met there, John, real nice guy, he was telling me about the party beforehand was a lot of success. A lot of people were fucking doing stuff, having a bukkake, stuff like that. people were out in the hall. It was standing room only out in the hall and all that because there was just more people. Now, reason why, not a holiday. Also, hot wife theme was the theme of this party. So a lot of guys probably didn't want to bring their girl because they didn't want to deal with the single men. There were, at the beginning, there was a hint of too many single guys. And I thought there was a limit. There was supposed to be a limited number. I always say the number should be 10 and all that. So you just keep the numbers down compared to how many couples actually showed up. And there wasn't a lot of couples that showed up. It was a good crowd, but not that great. Nothing too fun to check out, you know. But, you know, whatever. Like I said, you got to make the party. If you go to any party, you go to any club, you got to make it yours. You got to make what the best out of it. You can't be, oh, there's not enough people, like John. John later on in the night said this sucked because there's not a lot of people. And I was like, John, it is what it is. Make the best of it and all that. So, you know, I always do. At least I do. So I go. There's two theme rooms. Two couples had the theme rooms. One couple had a massage table, the electrical stuff they could do on you and all that. They had that their theme. Then a couple down, all the way down the hall, had some of the hugest dildos you would ever seen that she uses to fuck her pussy. So that was a little theme there. And they had little porn screen playing and all that stuff. And so they were great. I ended up playing with that couple later on in the night. So, you know, you go out there half. You just go talk to people. You mingle. They should have had games. The girls had a game. They had to find they had cards, and they had to find their matching cards and all that. And they win prizes and all that. But they should have got everybody involved. I don't think that's where they messed up. They should have got everyone involved, the guys and all that, because you know what? It is a hot wife party, and hopefully some of those couples were looking for men. And I think some of them were, but I think most of them were just looking for other couples. And a lot of people were just talking and just having fun. So with my adventures, I meet the one couple with the huge-ass cocks. And I'm talking about huge fucking dildos and all that. And I was telling her about my dildos, my sleeves that I have and all that stuff. And I showed her because I had my sleeve and I showed her. She was amazed by it and all that stuff. So later on in the night, I go back. They're playing. And she goes over. She starts going down on me. Now, the problem with that, she used way too much teeth, you know, and you know what I mean. There's just too much teeth on my dick right now. And I told her I want to eat her out. I ate her pussy, made her squirt, and that was great. You know, sucking on her and all that. She had a great, fantastic clit, big, big old juicy pussy and all that. So I'm going down on her. And finally, she's a very dominant person. She grabs me, throws me on the couch because she was a bigger girl than me. You know, I'm only 5'7", 170, 100 pounds, 170. She's probably 5'9", 160 and all that. And she threw me to the bed and she just jumps on me and starts fucking pounding away on me. And I mean, it was great. I just had a great time with her and all that. Husband's sitting there watching, filming the video, the adventure and all that, you know, and do all that stuff. You finish up, you know, you say your goodbyes and all that. It's just weird when I get done, you know, what's the protocol with some of these couples? You don't really know. Should you get up and go or should you talk to him some more? So I usually just talk to him a little bit more, but he was busy after I got done fucking her, eating her pussy out. So, you know, he was in the cage too. He's a cuck. He's a cuckold and he was in the cage and all that. So it was just weird seeing that for up close and personal and all that, because I'd never seen that. I always seen that video, but I never seen it in person. So that was my first adventure. Second adventure would be later on in the night with a lovely the hostess, the one that showed me around, gave me the tour, and she would end up getting gangbanged by a bunch of us guys in one of the, I think it was the margarita room. I don't know what it was. I can't remember. There's a martini room, and I think there was another room next to it that was a scotch room or something like that. So she was in there. We were banging her, having a good old time with her, you know, filling all her holes and all that for her, and having a great time. She was a good, good lay and all that. Nice ass, nice asshole. Licked her asshole a little bit. I don't think she liked me licking her asshole because she starts shaking it, so I wouldn't get to it or anything like that. Or maybe she just was coming too big. But made her blow her, squirt her pussy juices all out on my dick and everything. So that was fun. So that was fun for her, fun for me. Had another one. And at that moment, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I'm done. I'm tired. Because, you know, there were still people there, but they were just talking and all that. And another couple was there. One couple was there for guys, and she was just disappointed. There was not a lot of guys for her to use. You know, I felt bad for her. So next morning, get up, go and leave, go back to Houston. And that was my weekend. It was not bad. It was a good weekend to have. I can't complain. There is nothing to complain about. Meeting the wonderful Julie Loveboat, meeting her, meeting some new people in Dallas, making connections there, because you just don't know. You gotta, you know, find out if those people can help you out down the road. You never know what can happen. And Dallas is a surprise. It's only 3 hours away, so I was like surprised. I always thought it was like 4 or 5 hours, but. Guess I'll be making more trips to Dallas these coming months. But, yeah, so that was my weekend. I hope you had a great weekend. Hope whatever you did, you stayed safe. You ate some good food for Easter, if you celebrated Easter and all that stuff. But, you know, AC had a great time, and I'm very blessed. All righty, so for the ending, let's start looking at Reddit. You know, let's help these swingers out on Reddit. So, Wary Answer 3434 posted this. My husband and I are dipping our toes into the ethical non-monogamy. Specifically, we've talked and he's agreed that he's okay with me playing with other women. Surprise. Wow. Who would have known that he would be okay with you fucking other women? I wonder how much he would have been okay with you said you only want to fuck men. I wonder how that conversation would have gone. To be a fly on the wall in that conversation room, we may go further down the road. I doubt it. I have another Reddit account, and I downloaded Field. I've gotten a lot of messages, both good and meh. My question is, I've noticed some women putting mom bod on their profiles. Is that necessary? No, it's not necessary, but they're just saying they're just being honest with people. Mom bod, they're going to have a pooch, a pouch. They're going to have scars, stretch marks. They're going to have scars. They're not perfect. They're going to have some cellulite. That's what they're saying when they say, I have a mom bod. You know, I'm not perfect. And if you can't handle a mom bod, move on fucking out. And there are some people, and for whatever reason I've seen, they don't like mom bods. And I'm like, fuck it, I'll take a mom bod over anything. Because those mom bods fuck, and they love to fuck. And they'll fuck the shit out of you and make you a goddamn sandwich after. I'm 38 and working really hard to not hate aging. Honey, you're going to age. Stop fuck. Why do people, women, you are so fucked up. You are going to age. You're not going to stop the aging process. Unless you find the fountain of youth, you are not going to age. You are guaranteed two things in life, death and taxes. You're going to get old. You're going to get liver spots. Guys are not going to pay attention to you anymore. It just happens until you get those fake titties and you get the tummy tuck and all that stuff and you act slutty. All right? Stop it with this stuff. You hate aging. You should not hate it. I'm looking forward to turning 65 because you know why? I'm fucking retiring. I'm not going to go. I'm going to wake up, take my fucking old ass up to McDonald's and hang out with the retirees. When I was living in Florida, I would go to McDonald's, get my fucking Egg McMuffin and, you know, my orange juice every day. And every day I would see these old guys and old ladies fucking having a great time, laughing, smiling, talking, bullshitting. All retirees. Living it up. You know what? And that's what I'm going to do when I turn age. So I'm not scared of aging. I'm going to get old. I'm going to get gray. I have a mom bod and tummy. Okay, great. So you're the rest of the 98% of the swinging world. The last thing I want to do is catfish anyone. Okay, then don't. I've uploaded pictures, but none that show my stomach. What's the best way to handle this? Well, you don't have to. You posted a full-length body. And any man who is smart can look and say, okay, if you got a pudgy face, you probably got a pudgy stomach. You know, they're going to be able to tell. Put a picture of you in a bikini if it really matters. You're not catfishing anybody, trust me. If some guy, well, I don't know, you don't want to do guys, you want to do women. So if some women don't like that, they're not going to talk to you. They're not going to say anything to you. Guys, same thing. If they don't like a big girl, they're not going to talk to you. And it's okay. But body image is, I would say, is important in the lifestyle because we're shallow people. We have our preferences. Just like some people have preferences for big dicks, little dicks, big tits, large asses, little tits, Asians, Hispanics, black, white. They all have their preferences. So body image is very important. But it's only going to make you, it's only going to be a problem if you make it a problem. And right now, honey, listen, you got a pouch, you got a pooch. Come to AC's, come to AC, I'll make you feel better. All right? But you know what? You don't have to worry about it. You're not catfishing anybody. Just say you have a mom bod, and if you don't like it, get on stepping, because trust me, you're probably a special lady, and you probably could fuck like a maniac. So, you know, you'll be fine. Just go out and have fun. So that's his body appointment. let me know, swingandsinglepodcast@gmail.com, if body image is important. All right, here's an easy one. The last one for me. What's your favorite swinger spot? I'm trying to find some of the best swinging spaces you have been to, either resorts or clubs. Things that matter to me are sexy environment, spacious clean rooms, and youngish crowd. It can be anywhere in the world. I'm making a list of places to visit. Well, honey, and resting to them, I have some bad news for you. Under 45 crowd is going to be hard. There's going to be all ages. So if you don't like the under 45, swinging is not for you. Find a couple. Find a place where you can stick your hat, meet people under your age. I think they have a young swingers week in Hedonism. Go there because that's probably the only place. But for us, I don't know. I don't know where you can find. I'm going to tell you mine. My favorite place to go swinging is Secrets Hideaway in Kissimmee, Florida. I love the place. I love the environment. I love the fact that you can fuck anywhere and do anything you want within the pool area and the playrooms and in the rooms. You have your door open, you can do whatever. People are very friendly there, very open-minded there, you know. Now, you do have a young crowd there sometimes, sometimes not. It just all depends. So, but that's my favorite spot. Another spot would be, I don't know. That's probably it. That's probably my favorite spot. That's my favorite spot to go. I love going to that place. You know, I wish I lived there. I know they're expanding. I wish I had the money right now to go or want to waste money to go get a whole condo. I think they're starting off at $200K, and I don't want to spend $200K for a fucking condo and all that. So, you know, when I can get a condo for $50,000 there in Orlando. But anyways, so, you know, it's just some of the places. Caliente is a great place to go, but you got to wait till the night falls. Paradise Lakes is good now. It's getting better. You got to get more people there. I haven't been there in a couple of years. I got to get back to check it out, to give a better review of it and see how well the swinging lifestyle has adapted there and see if it's really good. You know, the playroom, the play area they have is pretty bad. It's not that great. Small. It's not open a lot. I think Friday, Saturday, I think with Secrets, the playrooms are open every day. And I think that's what they need to do at Paradise Lakes. You got to open up the playrooms day and night. Fuck it. You know, you got to embrace that swinger lifestyle. But anyways, Paradise Lakes is good. And that's it. I heard there's a place in Palm Springs of California. I want to go check that out, see if it's real. I heard they're going back to swinging. They stopped swinging for a while there. Now they're going back to it. I guess they didn't make enough money. I told you, swingers make you money and all that. So, you know, it is what it is. But anyways, tell me your favorite spots. swingandsinglepodcast@gmail.com. Tell me your favorite spots, and we'll talk about them maybe later on in the Swing and Single Podcast with the host AC Maxwell. Well, everybody, you know, it's that time. It's getting late. I got to go. Got to go eat. Got to go have fun. Got to go text Julie Love Boat and all that stuff. I'll get her online. I'll get her on the podcast maybe this week, and we'll talk and all that stuff. So with that, remember, gentlemen, shave your cock and balls and keep on swinging, baby.